Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Fan Experience TV. I am your host, Mike Kados. Alongside me is my co-host, Rick Molina. We are on episode 69. And speaking of 69, we can't help but talk about Deshaun Watson.
Jesus.
No? No? You don't like that?
What a way to start episode 69, the evening in New York.
Yeah, I'm doing well. So there are 16 lawsuits now, yep. Civil suits up against Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
It's not looking pretty. His lawyer did, you know, come around and say it's a circus show. But I don't know. He has to come out in front of something and say something.
Yeah.
But it's not looking good. It's looking, he might be suspended with all of this stuff going on. Obviously, it could all be unfounded, but you're not going to know that until a lot later down the line. And it's truly unfortunate. I hope it's not as bad as they're making it out to be. They have to go through the due diligence and figure all of this out. And the NFL's investigating. You got the lawyers going toe-to-toe. It's just bad circumstances. That's all I can say. Rick, what else can we say?
Yeah, it's good to be on back with everybody here on a Tuesday night in New York. If you're Deshaun Watson, man, you got a lot going against you now. Not only these 16 lawsuits, not only do teams now feel reluctant to trade with you, but the big one of all, you're losing the battle of public opinion, man, because people are out there now. The perception out there is this guy's a sexual predator, man. Like, he calls these women in for massages, and then he's asking for whatever it is that's going on. And some of these text messages are coming out. That's another issue that's coming out. And this is bad. And I said it last week that he needs to come out and address it. And not one of these read it off a script or read it off like a teleprompter. Come out, forcefully deny it, take some questions. Because if you're an innocent, look, if you feel that you've been wronged and this is not you, man, you forcefully come out, deny it, and you take the questions, you stand there and take the heat. But he's not doing that. He's hiding behind his attorney, Rusty Harden, who represented Roger Clemens, this guy Tony Busby's representing all these women now. And this is starting to become like a snowball avalanche that's just Deshaun Watson and his people can't control. And we're going to see what comes out. And these allegations are getting worse and worse with some of the stuff that I've been reading that he's accused of. And now who knows if it's going to be a criminal complaint. Eventually, if he's accused of doing all these things, district attorneys and attorney generals got to get involved to see if he's committed a crime here. It's gone from bad to worse for Deshaun. And you're just waiting for the other shoe to drop because something else is going to come out. And that's where we're at right now. So for Deshaun Watson's sake, come out, deny it publicly and say something and stop the bleeding, man. Because the patient's like bleeding out right now. That's pretty much what's going on.
Yeah, and obviously there's only 16 suits, but there's 22 floating out there, they said. So there should be another six more possibly coming down the pipeline. It's just – and obviously we want all the women to remain anonymous.
Right.
Is there a chance that the lawyer is sitting there and fabricating more and more to add to it? Well, you never know. Obviously it's a possibility.
Right, you could say, okay, maybe. Two, all right. You're talking 16 with another six coming out. And I was reading today that one of the women who filed a lawsuit earlier this week described Watson as a sexual predator. Jesus, it's just awful. It's awful look for the league right now with free agency and the draft coming off. That's the last thing they want to be talking about. So and he hasn't made a statement since March 6th or whatever it was? March 16th. That was last week. No, he's got to come out. He's got to say so. He's got to face the music. He's got to face the public.
Yeah, there's no other choice. You know, let's not stay on Watson for too long. Everything will
all unfold.
Yeah, all unfold for sure. There's some big news around the NFL on the free agency side.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest news I would say is Kenny Golladay moving over to New York. And now the Giants have Daniel Jones,
mm-hmm.
Kenny Golladay, Darius Slayton, Sterling Shepard, Kyle Rudolph, Evan Engram. Quite possibly they could go and draft Kyle Pitts because some people have them predicting him. They re-signed Leonard Williams. Adoree Jackson signed with them on the defensive side. And they got some guy named, Saquon still on that roster as well. So I don't know. They got a chance to make a splash in that horrendous NFC East that we saw last year, and I don't see them going under 500 this time around.
The Giants are favored to win the NFC East, as far as I'm concerned. When you bring in Kenny Galladay, you bring in Kyle Rudolph, although I was reading there was an issue with his contract that he might – it's up in the air all of a sudden because a foot injury was revealed in his physical. So not sure what's going on with that. But you get a Kyle Rudolph, you get a Kenny Galladay, like you said, Slayton, Saquon's coming back. You got to shore up that offensive line, but you're giving Daniel Jones all the tools he needs. Evan Ingram's coming back. My God, man, that's a high-powered offense. That's a high-powered offense that should score a lot of points. They, like you said, they signed Adore Jackson, so they're trying to shore up that defense. They just re-signed Leonard Williams. The Giants are in a position to win the NFC East. They should be a playoff team next year. The question for the Giants is simple. It was two of them. Can they keep Daniel Jones on his feet? And if he's on his feet, can he not turn the ball over? If they can do those two things, they're going to the playoffs. I don't care what Dallas does. I don't care what – unless the Washington football team comes in and really does some serious damage and they find a way to get a quarterback.
The Giants are the favorite. They got
Fitzpatrick. But Fitzpatrick has those games where he throws a bunch of picks. He's up and down. End of the day, I think the Giants are favored to win the NFC East.
I agree.
Hands down.
I agree. And Dallas could definitely make a run, but I don't know. They just are missing something. And they have been for a while. So you really don't know what's going to happen. On the other side of the same stadium.
Same stadium, different team, different circus, so to speak.
The new wide receiver for the New York Jets, Mr. Corey Davis. He needs to make an appointment to get some LASIK surgery because he goes out and says that from his eyes, Sam Darnold's the QB1. So I don't know what he's looking at.
Look, I don't think they want to go out there and humiliate Darnold. I don't think they want to do that. I think you got to pick up your quarterback.
Right.
But Darnold's still on the team. He's still penciled in on the roster. And until they pick Zach Wilson at 2 in a month, Sam's the guy. But eventually I think they're going to trade him. But I don't think he said anything that he wasn't aware of. I hope the Jets were upfront about him when they signed him. They'll be like, look, this is what we're going to do. Because if they lie to him, that's an issue. But no, I think he's aware of what's going on. I just don't think they want to make Sam look bad or anything like that. But at the end of the day, I think they're drafting a quarterback at 2. If not, they need to trade out of 2, get to wherever they're going, either 5 or 8 or whatever it is, and draft Kyle Pitts. Because that guy's a stud. Today, you saw his pro day? I think it was 4.45 or something like that in the 40.
Yeah,
the kid's a beast, man. The kid's going to be unstoppable.
Yep. No, he's looking really good, and obviously you can't overvalue a tight end, but, looks really good.
Yeah.
Looks really good, and he's certainly promising. So a lot of big moves. We'll get to some more, but what do you do with all these changes in the NFL? People changing teams. How do you figure out who do you want to draft and who's going to do better and this and that? If there was only an app where you could just analyze stuff like this.
You can break it down.
Luckily, our next guest has an app called Fanalyze, and we will hear more about it right now. Please help us in welcoming Juan to the show. Juan, how are you doing?
Doing fine. Thanks, Mike and Rick, for having me for sure. Appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Yeah,
backgrounds for sure.
Thank you. And next time you're on, we will get you a flashy background. We'll put some Fanalyze in the TV behind you.
I got a shirt.
Oh, that's a dope shirt, man. Yeah.
That's the Fanalyze logo right there for an app.
Yeah. And obviously, as we do with all the guests that we come on, obviously we take a look at your background and I see that was from a design competition, correct?
You're right. It was from 99 Designs, and we had a bunch of designs that we were able to view, and we had some great ones. But
I saw some really cool ones too. But that one works.
We got lucky. Yeah, we had a few that we liked, but we actually asked our friends and family, which one do you like? And they liked this one the most. I'm like, okay, I like it too. Let's go for that one. So that's how we chose the logo. But we got, I don't know if 100 options, but we got tons of options, and it was great.
Yeah, we'll dive a little bit more deeper into Fanalyze for sure. Yeah. But let's start at the beginning. So I have here that you're born in the Philippines, and then you grew up in San Jose. When did you move over? And then when did you, you know, develop a love for sports, and what teams in particular?
Yeah, I grew up in San Jose. I think at age of 9, I was in Hawaii for a couple years at 7. And that's when I fell in love with sports. Everybody played street football, right? So with all my buddies, but I played football. I played Little League. I played basketball. I ran track and I wrestled. I was a decent athlete. I was MVP in track. I was MVP in wrestling. I played high school, varsity football, basketball, and I ran track. I was the smaller kid, but I was fast. I was really fast, and I was a little bit talented as well. I was decent in the sports, but didn't even get past to the collegiate level. Just played a lot of intramurals, but loved sports growing up and fell in love with that.
Yeah, no, and that's awesome. And so it says here that you are a big fan of the NFL, football, basketball, baseball, boxing, and you are Lakers, being from California, and the Giants as well. And then you got the Dolphins slotted in there. So obviously it was a big Marino in his heyday, but just talk to us about what threw you over to that side.
You know what? Yeah, no, I was really enjoyed watching the Dolphins and Dan Marino and the Duper brothers back then. Yeah. I don't know if you remember the Duper
Mark
brothers.
Duper, but yeah, of course.
Mark Duper and Mark Clayton, their offense was just tight, and Dan Marino just threw the best spirals. Yeah, that guy's the man right there. Even though I watched Joe Montana, but just fell in love with the Dolphins and Marino's skills for sure. And I think growing up too, I remember a dolphin pulling you. Maybe that's another thought. It was like when you're at the circus or the aquarium, they choose a kid and then the dolphin will pull you in this little boat. And I remember that, but maybe that's I don't know. But no, I love Marino. I love the color as well and Dolphins, but enjoyed watching them back in the day.
Juan, thank you again for coming on. A lot of people, especially like younger people, don't know what it was like when the Showtime Lakers were there. They know about Kobe and Shaq, but they don't know about Magic Johnson, James Worthy, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Michael Cooper, those rivalries with the Celtics and the Sixers. So tell us about those experiences watching the Showtime Lakers back in the mid to late 80s.
Yeah, no, just watching Magic and his no-look passes. I remember just being in junior high, started playing basketball and just doing baby hooks and no-look passes. It was just an entertainment. You can't just take your eyes off the TV because it was just excitement with offenses and passes and so forth. But yeah, no, Showtime was, I don't know if I've seen another Showtime, but that was the best with, you know, the fast breaks and the dunks and the no-look passes, man.
Yeah,
I remember those days for sure.
And Pat Riley out there now, and you're a Giants fan, and you also were there for Barry Bonds' 756 home run. So tell our viewers about that. What's that?
I don't know. We just got tickets from a friend. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna go. He could hit his record home run, and we didn't know. We were just hanging out, drinking, and eating hot dogs. But when we hit it, everyone, it was just wild there. Pure excitement, and everybody after the game was just so elated and happy for Barry. So that was a great moment for me as a fan of the Giants, for sure.
Oh, even not as a fan of the Giants, for anyone
that's
to
true,
be
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
seeing history the making is just amazing. And that's what sports does in general, especially. I don't know if there's going to be a day where you're going to be able to hug a random stranger when something huge happens because of the new world that's in front of us. Luckily, things are starting to open up and vaccines are rolling out. So we intend to go to some games soon. When was the last game you were at live?
I was at a Kings game. We bought some tickets from an auction and I got 10 rows up. No, that was great. I was probably the closest I've been to the floor. It was against the Lakers and the Kings. Being Sacramento, of course, I'm a Kings fan, and I can hear Kings and the Lakers kick their butt, but it was amazing just to be that close. And it was after Kobe just passed, so they had some definitely events for Kobe to honor him as well. So it was great. It was a great time, and the Lakers won that as well.
Yeah. Wait, you said you're a Kings fan?
I'm in Sacramento, now? Yeah. No. Yeah. I watched, that's my closest stadium. So
yeah.
And I watched against the Lakers. So I was yeah. rooting for the Lakers.
There you go.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, obviously we're still reeling from Kobe. And that was just the first shoe to drop last year. It was crazy. Yeah.
It was tough.
So when did you get into the fantasy side of sports? And what led you to the aha moment for Fanalyze?
Yeah, so in college, my buddies and I started fantasy football. And really, if you actually do your homework, you could win. If you actually look at the data and stats. And I won most of the time, I would say, early. And I had my co-founder, too. He was also winning. I was like, hey, how do you do your analysis? He's my co-founder, Chris Long, and he's the software engineer. So he showed me his spreadsheets with stats and calculations and macros. I was like, that's insane, man. And I told him, here's where I go for the rankings, the projections, the news, the injuries, the waiver wires. Can we build software to consolidate that, put it that one in one location? Yeah. So we'd have to go everywhere to get that information and to speed that up. And our goal was to speed up the process of research. And that's what we built. We built software for that, aggregating data that means some value and also end use as well. So we actually built a few apps on the CBS Sports App Store from like 2012 to 2014 to validate our ideas, because the data was free back then. And there we got top three developer. We had about 300,000 users, about 75,000 monthly active users. They said, okay, we got something here. They closed down, I think late 2014 or early 2015. We said, let's build it for the entire fantasy sports industry, because CBS Sports closed down, and that's how we started with Fanalyze. And we learned what we built on CBS Sports App Store was, the draft toolkit was one that worked, but the search and analyze is something that the people used. And so we built upon that. And that's how we started with what we have now with Fanalyze.
That is incredible. Yeah. And how do you, do you guys use analytics? This is a big thing for me, but do you guys use analytics in your app and all that?
Yeah, we do have an algorithm there. So we have some recommendations. Mm-hmm. But right now we're working with a data scientist. So they crunched the numbers, and we worked at working on the NFL winning season, I would say. So we got at 68% on picking the right teams for the NFL. We definitely got to test that out more, but that's what my data scientist said. Yeah, we're at 68. I'm like, that's amazing. And that's, yeah. And now we're looking at spreads as well and integrating that. So right now, money line and pick them at 68%.
Where do you get all the information? Because when the regular fans out, they go to RotoWorld, they go to Bleacher Report, they try to get the latest on the waivers and all that stuff. So where do you guys get all that information and bring it together?
Yeah, so we're building that sports search engine. When there's an engine, there's a lot of crawling spiders and taking that information and putting it in our database. And that's what we're doing. We're putting in all of that information that is valuable to you, putting in our database, and then consolidate it and put it in one location for you. And that's our Fanalyze app. So
like a Google for sports, pretty much.
That's it. We're building the Google for sports data and analytics.
That is right, Rick.
That is the big vision.
Yeah, man. That sounds great to me, man, because I go everywhere looking for data.
There you go. That's what we saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rick needs it definitely a little more than I do this year.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to lie. I'm definitely going to utilize it when I only play fantasy football. I don't have the time for fantasy baseball. It's too time consuming.
Yeah. Basketball
it's a daily thing, yeah.
But for fantasy football, like, I'm always going into all these different options to try to figure out who should I start, who should I sit. So, walk us through how the app, so I have a fantasy football team. Can I upload my roster, or does it connect with my roster on, I use Sleeper, but I know there's a lot of different ones. Sleeper is like the biggest one out there right now, and I could just upload it and then it would analyze my roster and my start sit percentages and recommendations every week.
Yeah, so what we had when the desktop version, we were integrated to Yahoo, ESPN, I believe NFL as well. We're adding that to the app, but you could sync your players, like you said, and really quickly analyze your players on our platform. The key feature that we have, you search a player, you get all the valuable information. you search two to three players, and then you get that side-by-side analysis. And then you get all the data you need to help you win. And that's, the comparison is patent pending. Definitely trying to protect this as well. And people love that because they easily get that comparison with players and also for teams for sports betting. So we added teams when sports betting came out. So we're also attacking that data set as well.
That's awesome. And I would imagine what I would use the comparison feature for probably more so is trades.
That's right.
Know, between players and see like the two for two. Can you do two for two or is it usually one for one?
One for one and three is the most. Yeah. You can do three is the most. Yeah.
Oh, three. Yeah, one on one three. On one or
that's
three
one on
three.
One on one. Yeah.
Gotcha. Three, okay. Yeah. But I still would use it because I want to, it would it give you like that week or the rest of the season type of thing?
Yeah. So we have season stats and then we also have weekly stats. So we add, you could say, graphs under data visualization to see the trends. And we graph out the key metrics, which is touchdowns, yards, and so forth. So,
yeah, I can't wait to try it this fantasy season. Hopefully our opponents aren't watching today. Every other episode they can watch, but just not today. Rick.
No, I was going to ask you if you're also involved in the sports betting part of it. Is that also for downloading information or just like percentages of teams that won? Give me a little inside information about that.
Yeah, so we do aggregate odds from different sports books, casinos.
Okay.
So that's there.
Yeah.
But instead of player data, we have team data, right? So we have, you know, defensive data, offensive data, and then you compare them from one player to the other and try to aggregate what we can with injuries or experts analysis as well. So what we're planning to do is really score the experts and analysts and tell you, yeah, this guy says he's an expert, but he's only 20% winning. So we're going to track of that and tell you who's doing the best based on prediction and recommendation. So
that's incredible. Now, are you like, let's say, trying to collaborate with FanDuel and DraftKings and like the professional leagues as far as your apps go?
Yeah, we could integrate with them. But what we're doing is building traffic on FanAlyze and then pushing them off to DraftKings, FanDuel, and get a piece of that affiliate marketing revenue.
That's ingenious. That is ingenious.
That's the plan. So, yeah.
Yeah, man. It's good stuff.
Sports betting is hot right now.
It's very hot. Yeah.
We honestly cannot wait for it to open up online over here in New York. Do they have online over there in California? Is it legal yet?
No. I think 2022. The next year, yeah.
At least you got a date.
Yeah, I believe next year.
At least you got a date. So.
I think there's about 25 states now and 10 online legal for sports betting.
Only 10 online?
10 online, yeah.
Wow. I thought most of them were allowed to do it online. Now, do you have an option for those DraftKings and FanDuel players where it analyzes the salaries and stuff like that to help them optimize?
We are working an optimal lineup, so you choose several players, and then we'll fill it in for you. So that is in our roadmap. With just limited resource, we got to figure out which is the top priority for product features. But that's something we worked on in the past. So.
Yes.
Awesome. And is it subscription-based? Is it team-based? Is it just like lineup-based?
It's a freemium model. Yeah, it's a subscription-based on, you know, advanced stats and analysis. It will be a subscription-based freemium model, and then other revenue stream will be affiliate marketing.
Awesome. And you said you have a desktop version, and then
we built mobile and then just focused on mobile because that's the trend. So I think we'll eventually get back to desktop, but right now just focused on mobile.
Wow. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah, let me ask you this. In the space that you're working in, are there any other companies out there that are doing what you guys are doing right now? Because it's to me, you seem like you're like the trendsetter in this.
We could say we are. There's a lot of people jumping in the space.
Okay.
There's the Fantasy Pros. There's NumberFire. There's RotoQL. There's Fantasy Alarm. There's people in the space in the analysis and data space. Action Network is also a big one.
Okay.
But my analogy is how AltaVista, Excite, and it was the top search engine, but there were more a portal that had created more page views for advertising. And Google just came out and just focused on search, just getting the data to the user a lot faster. And that's what we're doing. We're just getting the data to the user faster through search.
That's good. And where do you see this industry a decade from now? Like, it's obviously with sports betting opening up more across the country and obviously people doing fantasy, with all this information integrating, where do you see this, like I said, this industry a decade from now, 20 years from now, like, where do you see it going?
Oh, man, that's a great question. Everything's going to be digital. I think voice also will be a good part of this. You could just make bets using your voice. And that's the path. For us, that's in our product roadmap too. I worked at two AI and NLP startups.
Okay.
Actually, was a product manager for Will.i.am Smartwatch and understand and built a hotel booking app just using voice. That's nice. We're integrating that technology. So you could say, what's the odds for tonight's game? Tell me the injuries for the Niners and Chiefs games. And then we'll tell that to you. If you're at the sports book, give me past stats on these two teams, right? That's where we're heading to for 10 years, but hopefully sooner than that.
So it'll be like Alexa on your phone, pretty much.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to place a bet with your voice. Be like,
10 years, yeah.
Okay.
10 years, yeah. No doubt. Yeah. 10 years, no doubt.
Oh, my God. That's exciting stuff, man.
I can't. I agree with you. Voice is certainly the future because, let's be real, people are getting way too dependent on technology, and they want a lot quicker.
Yeah.
And what's quicker than just saying, hey, Alexa, do I start Kenny Galladay or whoever else it is today? And you don't have to go to your phone. You don't have to open an app. You just say, and then she'll say, I would start because this cornerback is prone to giving up more yardage or whatever the case may be. But yeah, I definitely I'm looking forward to that, and I know it's coming, and I want to see it. I want to see Fanalyze. You know, give me that tool that I've been long waiting for.
That's the goal. That's our plan. We definitely want to make some noise in this space sooner than later. We'll get there. Definitely get there.
Yeah. So obviously you got a very large product roadmap.
Oh, that's right. You guys keep adding to it, man.
So what is the immediate, what are you guys working on right now as far as optimizing the app?
Yeah, no, we just had, we just launched NBA data a couple weekends ago. So right now we have NFL, MLB, and NBA. And it's really just focused on trying to get more users on there and talk to more users on what data sets they want. So I've been talking to people and seeing, okay, what information do you want in here? We'll continue to add more, continue to build value. And like you said, features like the optimal lineup, maybe trade suggestions and so forth. That's what we're trying to build for the NFL season for sure. But NBA, we definitely want to get it out to the people, get some feedback and try to improve as much as we can.
Awesome. Do you have any nice little success story testimonials from this past fantasy football season? Like people saying, thank you for giving me my first championship.
Yeah. They used the draft cheat sheet that, and they said, yeah, they did well and won their league. So I'm in five leagues and I use, of course, Fanalyze. I'm also a client. I made playoffs in five of them.
Wow.
And I won two.
Nice.
That's a pretty good percentage, man. That's 40%.
Nice.
So definitely using the data to improve my lineups. But I think in week 11, I was first place in four leagues. So
that's good.
I got to take a screenshot of this. So I got evidence.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it was 5 for 5 for the playoffs and 2 for 5 for the championship.
Who was that overwhelming player that was predicted or projected the highest on all your draft boards?
Ah, man, I don't remember when you have so much leisure, which player do I have? And that's
why
it gets crazy. I think I'm going to try to stay with three, but five is just crazy. How many leagues are you guys playing?
I'm just doing the one, obviously, with me focusing a lot more on playing the field. And then this show, I shrunk it to one. And as luck would have it, last year, Rick's been in the league for the past 10, 11 years. And I'm like, hey, you're coming back? I thought I already penciled him in. And I'm like, oh, he's coming back, so it's not a problem. But I'm like, hey, I haven't heard from you. You playing? He's like, nah, I'm not playing this year. I'm like, what? And then we ended up, just chatting. And I was talking about how I wanted to start the show. And he's
awesome.
He's like, I'm looking to start one too. I'm like, just be my co-host. And the rest is history.
Yeah.
It just takes too much time. It just takes too much time.
It does, man. Like, I was, like, the year before, I was in, like, a pool and, like, two leagues. That was just way too much for me.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to solve, man. That's what we're here for, man.
No, you're doing great. But I want to ask you this. Baseball, basketball, football. But are you guys doing anything for, like, individual sports, right? Tennis, boxing, MMA, sports like that that people want to bet on and they want information on the fighter and what his fights were?
Yeah, no. We want all the sports, man. That if you want to be the Google for sports data, you have all the sports. I was in Hawaii for an event and Max Holloway was there. I'm like, okay, let's build a prototype for Max Holloway. So we showed Max Holloway's data and a comparison with his next opponents. Yeah, that's dope. We do want MMA in there. We want boxing. Yeah. I grew up watching boxing, so love that. Actually had the opportunity to take photos at Pacquiao fights. So
yeah, I was gonna get into that with you on boxing.
Oh, man. I was at the De La Hoya fight. I was at the Hatton fight. I was at the Mosley fight. I was at the Cotto fight. Most exciting times at sports events, man. I was there supposed to take pictures, but I would just hopefully I get one. So I'm watching, so I'm going to get one. But that was amazing, man. Best time of my life there, for sure.
Yeah. No, I wanted to get into that because I the great Marvin Hagler passed away recently. But
yeah, obviously, right.
Manny Pacquiao, is he your favorite fighter of all?
Yeah, man, he's from my country, so
of course,
I support him. Yeah, yeah, I you know, went out to root for him and watched him, I guess, his Marquez fights and all the fights he started with.
Yeah, I remember watching Manny. The first time I saw Manny Pacquiao fight, he fought Eric Morales. I don't know if you when he fought.
Oh, I did, yeah.
Yeah,
I think he lost the first one.
He lost the first fight, he beat him the second time, and I was like, man, who is this guy? And he was just beating people up. But the best performance I saw from Manny Pacquiao is when he beat up Antonio Margarito. Like, Margarito was, like, coming off the Cotto win, huge. It was in Texas. And Pacquiao, for 12 rounds, just beat the guy up bad. It was great.
He should have stopped. His face was just mush, man. I'm like, you got to stop this fight.
Yeah,
so that was horrible. Yeah, no, he really beat him up, for sure.
Yeah.
Good. Do you make it back to the Philippines often, or?
I've been there a couple of times, but not lately, yeah, to enjoy vacationing out there, for sure. We got some nice beaches out there.
Nice.
And of course, family and some friends as well.
What's the big sport there? Is it soccer?
Basketball. Yeah, basketball is a big sport there. Yeah. And of course, boxing. So basketball and boxing.
Yeah, I actually had a friend of mine. It was like my best friend back in like grade school, elementary school. He went over there and he played for a few years. Now I think he's playing in Australia.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, he was loving it. Always saw our pictures. You know, it was just time of his life when he was playing out there.
Yeah. He's a king out there, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
No, you know, Juan, so I want to, on this business side of the business, do you see yourself being, and I always ask this about our sports entrepreneurs, but a public company, are you staying private? What is the goal for FanAlyze in the next 5 years with this space growing? It, like with sports betting, it's just getting bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah, I think if we build it fast enough, there's going to be companies trying to acquire us. If there is a good offer, we'll take it.
Yeah.
But I think this market is just hot right now.
Yeah.
And for us, we need to move fast. And then if we move fast and then we build something great, someone's want to buy that. And that's the plan.
Yeah.
So in the next 3-4 years.
What are some of the things you've learned during this journey, this venture that you didn't know before you got into sort of the fantasy sports kind of industry and the search engine kind of thing?
Yeah, no, I work with, you know, tech startups in Silicon Valley. So understand as an early employee, it's really the team, man. It's really the management team. If they're not rowing at the same pace, it's just going in circles. I think the team is the greatest asset and value, because the product will change, but your team will, if you know, things get worse, if your team's not there, it's over. Number one, it's definitely the team that they'll get you through the finish line for sure.
Yeah. And how do you might get a couple of those shirts, man? Those are dope shirts.
Oh yeah, man. I got to get you guys some when we reprint them for sure.
All right, cool.
We got to make up more shirts because I got to play in the field shirt too.
Yeah.
Nice.
But we got to make up more and we got to send them out to our guests as well. Hey, if you have any interested developers out there by, you know, your way that are interested in playing the field, we're definitely looking for, you know, for some help on our team as well. Because so far it's been me as the solo developer. which I'm loving it, but
yeah, it's a lot of work. What helped me was I actually went to the local colleges and went to their computer science department and then submit your project and you'll get resumes. So you take a look at computer engineers looking to help you. They want experience. They're looking for startups and they can help you work on projects. Right now I have 8 engineers working on our Olympics app.
Oh, wow.
From Sacramento State. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Right.
And I got 4 engineers from UC Davis working on our NFL voice app.
Oh, man, this is exciting, man. This is breaking stuff over here.
we're trying to move forward and get pieces together, but yeah, looking at, you know, colleges that are helping and they're talented. They're you see the progress, they like what they're working on and they're passionate about it. So yeah, look at your local colleges and see if you could get some engineers that way. And it's for experience, they won't ask for money.
Yeah,
no, that's good advice. I'm definitely gonna have to look into that for sure. Because it's a little much to, you know, take on all these different hats, but I've learned a lot. And that I think is the most rewarding part of it all. I went from not knowing how to develop to developing an MVP, not being a complete introvert to starting my own podcast, which is now
podcast.
A TV show. And right. All these graphics that's around awesome. Us, the ones behind us, I have definitely learned a lot. And I'm sure you've learned a lot since.
I've learned quite a bit. It's amazing when you get involved in a process like this, like to reach out to people in sports. What I've learned about data and analytics and how business is changing from people like yourself, Juan, and other people we have on is just incredible. It's mind-numbing to me. I didn't realize how much analytics data is behind all these what's happening in the sports industry. I had no idea.
Yeah, they said it's going to reach 2.7 billion by 2027.
Where can our viewers find, like for our viewers who are fantasy baseball, basketball, where can they go to get the app? Where can they find you? Where can they find
Fanalyze? Yeah. We're on the App Store for Apple App Store and Google Play. Just search Fanalyze, Fanalyze. And we're right there. Definitely download, give us a 5-star and a great review. Would love that and appreciate that.
Oh, I'm going to do that right now.
Yes.
Thank you, Rick.
Yeah. Let me see that.
And then at the bottom of the screen, everyone, that's where you can find them on Instagram and Twitter at Fanalyze.
Yeah. And you could actually invest in Fanalyze right now. We're on the Republic.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Right. I totally forgot. I apologize. That was.
Yeah.
Tell us about your stay on the crowdfunding on Republic.
Yeah, so we're republic.co/Fanalyze. You can invest as small as 100 to 10,000 or 25,000 if you like, but we'd love your support. And when you invest 100, like 150, we give you a subscription. And if you invest more, we give you, 2 years and so forth. So take a look at it. So you could have subscription and also have a piece of Fanalyze at republic.co/Fanalyze.
I'm signing up right now.
Yeah, and take a look at our story there. We have all the information there as well. And you can see
Republic is with a C or a K. I can't remember.
That's CEO. That's right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. That's nice. Perfect.
Go check it out and help them build the product.
That's right.
That's going to help for a couple bucks now. You're going to have the ultimate cheat tool to win your fantasy league. And I'm pretty sure your prizes are going to be more than that $100 that you're investing in right now. Especially if you're somebody like Juan and joining 5 leagues and winning 2 of them, making the playoff in all 5. Because I'm sure your second place and third place wins a little bit of money as well.
That's right. Yeah.
I just lost this year because I just didn't have as much time. With everything else going on, but you're definitely gonna utilize it this time around. But I was a back-to-back. I was going for the three-peat, but I could not close the deal. I couldn't beat the guppies like Rick because he dropped out of the league, and I got beat by a better team.
Yeah, I will tell you what he did to me 1 year. I won't even go
there. Oh, come on.
Yeah. He cost me a playoff spot. Let's just put it that way.
I plugged it into Fanalyze. That's what they told me to do.
Yeah.
There you go.
Don't pick the Saints defense last week of the year. But anyway.
Oh, man.
But no, I signed up. I signed up for FanAlyze. I signed up for Republic. I think this is a great company, man. It really
Thank you, man. Yeah.
And the space that you're in and how it's going to grow, because sports betting and more people are going to be involved in fantasy and more like my, especially during the pandemic, I have friends who gamble and they were just betting on anything. Whatever they could bet on and trying to get information on, they were betting on. And now it's Premier League soccer and all this stuff. Yeah. And are you guys going to get into soccer too? Because that's big. That's a big sport.
Yeah.
Or is it just too much?
That's global. So if we get there, we'll be in a happy place. if we get to soccer globally, it'd be really great. So hopefully next year. Yeah, we do plan to have soccer or football in Europe. So we definitely want that data set for sure.
All right. I'm looking forward to it, man. I can't wait to see more.
Thanks, Rick.
It's great.
Yeah. Man. But I only do fantasy football, but everyone out there is fantasy baseball, and it's just rolling around now. All your drafts are probably this weekend and all the late drafts because the season starts next Thursday, right?
That's right.
Next Thursday. Yeah. So all you last minute drafters, go and sign up, download the app right now, and you can get a upper hand on your opponents, get that perfect draft, and just let FanAlyze, take care of all of the annoying stuff. Is just the hours and hours of research and analysis by your own eyes, and just let the data scientists that built this app help you win your league, because at the end of the day you'll be thankful for that. So FanAlyze on the iOS and the Android, correct? Both?
That is correct. Yeah, we're both on.
And so download them now and invest at republic.co/FanAlyze. It is on the screen, but obviously for our audio,
it will be. You will get a nice return.
We will add it in the show notes. Yeah. We will add it in the show notes as well for the audio podcast listeners as well. Juan, it was an absolute pleasure to have you on.
Yeah,
we're happy that we got to help you out in while you're still in your crowdfunding, and I'm excited. I'm excited to use the product, and I can't even imagine. Obviously, fantasy football, but when they legalize the betting and open up the online here, we'll be using that like every day.
Great. Yeah. And any feedback, let me know. Any data.
There it is. FanAlyze right there.
There you go. That's awesome. Thanks, Rick.
Ooh. No problem. Your whole screen just disappeared on that one.
Oh, man. It's all right. But it's out. I'm in.
You're in. No, that's good.
Yeah.
Awesome. Juan,
thank you, man. This was great. Thank you very much. I do appreciate you coming on. That was awesome.
No, thank you, Mike and Rick. Appreciate it. Thank you again for having me on. Definitely, I will keep you updated and continue to improve our product.
You want to tell our viewers where they could see you later on this week? Where?
Yeah, I'm pitching on Amazon Prime on Friday. So it's a pitch competition with David Meltzer. You will see me at, it's called 2-Minute Drill with David Meltzer. It's a 2-minute pitch, no slides, and just me talking. So watch that. And if you like what you can still invest. So watch me on Amazon Prime called 2-Minute Drill by David Meltzer. So
and be how, fun. I can't wait to watch your episode.
I think you're going to win. I think you got whatever product. This is a great product.
I hope so. When you get in front of the camera, it's nerve-wracking, right? What am I going to say? But
you're the Google of sports. That's what you're going to say.
That's it.
Yeah, you're the innovator.
He's the Pied Piper of fantasy analysis. Exactly. You watch Silicon Valley?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I did watch that. I love that. I do love that.
If you
use a fantasy sports search engine, we're number one.
Look at that.
FanAlyze is number one. So
look at that.
Too bad you don't have a jersey. FanAlyze number one. That'd be great.
I need to print one now.
That's all good, man.
Again, thank you.
Yeah, in due time. But thanks again for coming on, man. No, great work, man.
Absolute pleasure. We look forward to seeing you on Friday on Amazon, 2-Minute Drill. republic.co/FanAlyze. People can invest until when?
Until April 30th, end of April. So you got another month or so.
Oh, okay, cool.
Perfect. So get on that and download it for your MLB drafts, people. All right. You'll thank us later. Well, you'll thank Juan later.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Juan, have a great night. Thanks again. And we'll stay in touch for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, Rick. Again.
Thank you, Juan. All right.
Peace. Have a good one.
Yeah.
I am going to school everybody this
year. Oh, stop with your nonsense. Here we go. No, now I have the data. So now I got it. Yeah. But
you got to know how to leverage the data.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
All right. Me and you will end up in the championship game. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Did I beat you once in the championship game?
Yeah, you did.
I did.
You have to bring that up, considering that you got me kicked out of the playoffs. Yeah, choose the Saints.
No, I was actually asking a question. I didn't know if I actually beat you once.
No, I think your dad beat me once.
Oh, yeah, that's my dad beat you. Yeah. On his first year ever playing. On his
first year playing, yeah. That's right.
And I still don't think he knows the players that he picked.
Yeah, and then 2 years ago when I was about to get into the playoffs. No, I think I'd go with the Saints. That's a better defense. All right. Minus
four. I thought you said you weren't going to bring it up.
I'm just reminding you of it. I think you should be reminded of it, seeing that we're in Fantalize now.
Oh, man.
Let's do a little news.
The notes. So we didn't touch on a couple of other signings. DeSean Jackson's moving over to the Rams, reuniting with Sean McVay. DeSean Jackson is older, but I'm sure that McVay is going to draw up some nice plays for DeSean Jackson. Yeah. The question is going to be, is he going to remain healthy?
We'll
that's the real question.
I mean,
So that's the real question. But if he does stay healthy, I think he could have a nice season. It was like a shot play type of deal. And then somebody that was on the Rams moving over to the Titans, Josh Reynolds. So he's going to be playing over there with Tannehill and what's his face? AJ Brown. Because Corey Davis left. So I guess, is it going to be the two, three? I guess it's going to be the two,
He's going to be the two out there. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think he'll do good over there with being the two. He was buried in St. Louis, I was going to say. Los Angeles.
Yeah. I think with Vrabel over there, they'll do well. But just quick update, the Knicks just won by 20 over the Washington Wizards. So they're back to .500 after getting screwed in a couple of games by the referees who stink. So I get started there. But also quickly, I wanted to touch on, I know we've been doing some NFL because that's been obviously the hot story for the last couple of days.
Yeah.
But these rash of injuries in the NBA, man. LeBron with a high ankle sprain. AD obviously hurt, so the Lakers are in some trouble over there. Kevin Durant with his hamstring still not back. Kyrie Irving with his issues. He didn't want to play. These injuries are piling up in the league, man. And you're starting to wonder, are these guys going to be able to make it to the playoffs? And especially for a team like the Lakers, Steph Curry was also hurt. He wasn't playing in his game. But you look at a team like the Lakers who rely on LeBron and AD, man, and you got to wonder, are they going to be able to hold on out there? And even if they hold on, when they get into the playoffs, they're going to be able to be healthy enough to make a run. I can't wait to see it because right now people are favoring the Nets with Harden out there and carrying the load over there. But this rash of injuries is just wild, man. I saw the players today. I was like, this is crazy. Top guys are hurt all over.
Yeah, obviously, timing plays a factor, right? They didn't end the season last year until, September?
Yeah.
And, the shorter off season, not enough time to, recoup after everything. And obviously, COVID going around too. Nobody, maybe they're not going to the gym as much. Maybe they're not doing, some of the things that they normally would be doing. Because of COVID, it's definitely rough. And obviously basketball is a very demanding sport.
Yeah.
Because you're on the field all the time, for the most part. You're going back and forth. It's not offensive defense like it is for football or for baseball. But you're just constantly on the move.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that's why it's a hell of a sport to play when you're trying to get in shape too. That's why, places like LA Fitness have those basketball courts because it's fun. That's why I need to get back because I don't like to run, but if I can play basketball exactly. I think that's so much more fun than just running on a moving moving mat or whatever it is.
I agree with you 100%, but these are like LaMelo Ball just broke his wrist. He's out for the season. Joel Embiid is hurt with his knee. The rash of injuries, man. But you're right. I think the season is starting to take a toll on them.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're talking about maybe reducing games. I think they need to go back to the older schedule because that seemed, while the season was a bit longer, guys were staying healthier. But it's just,
I think it's the shorter offseason.
Yeah, it's just
really rearing its ugly head. And this year, maybe they should have lowered this year a little bit. Just,
they lowered it by 10 games. They lowered it by 10 games, and they started on Christmas. So let's hope these guys can make it to the playoffs and give us some exciting basketball. So wait and see on that. But March Madness is in the air. Obviously, listen, we're not going to lie to our fans. We haven't been following it much. At least I haven't. But I know Yola scored an upset. Oral Roberts pulled an upset. Oregon State. Three number ones are gone. Illinois got knocked out. And I think Gonzaga is the only one left. So it's been in
Bust City.
Yeah, it's been a fun March Madness for those of you following it. Gonzaga obviously is the favorite, and I think they're going to win it all. Syracuse pulled an upset off the other day. They beat West Virginia. And so I think Gonzaga is going to win it, just a matter of who they're going to play in the final. But I think they're going to.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I'm long awaited March Madness, and everything is just going mad. Literally is madness.
Yeah.
With all these high seeds just losing and getting upset. But that's what makes sports, right? It's not about what's on paper sometimes. Sometimes you got to dig deeper in the analysis when you're trying to pick these teams.
And that's you got to fanalize.
Yeah, you got to fanalize a little bit more, and you can figure out these different things going on. What do we got? In the baseball world, obviously, we have baseball starting April 1st, next Thursday. The Mets already behind the eight ball. You got Carlos Carrasco with a hamstring tear. But Francisco Liriano hit his fourth spring training home run today. Mm-hmm. So at least he's going. And we'll see about him signing an extension before the season opens.
Yep.
Hopefully they can lock something in place. But still, exciting nonetheless. It definitely hurts to lose Carrasco before the season starts. And he's going to be out for 8 weeks.
That's tough.
And, but, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. So
yeah, exactly. And your boy Lindor is asking for $300 million. Looks like that's the
I think it's going to be around like 310. If they
that's the golden rate, man. Listen, the Mets just jump all over that. Don't try to lowball.
Like, it's not like you don't have the money.
Right. Yeah, there's a billionaire running the – you don't have any debt anymore, so –
billionaire is still like a
uber rich person.
Yeah, multi billionaire.
Yeah. Sign the guy. Sign the guy. You didn't trade for him to play games with him during a contract extension. Sign him.
And yeah. What was the ratio? I think he bought like an art piece for $130 million, and that was like the equivalent of a person worth $100,000 spending a dollar.
Yeah.
So we're talking 310, so a little over double that. So it's the equivalent of somebody with $100,000 spending $2.50.
Yeah.
I think you could
sign
him. Let it go. You'll recoup that money for sure, because Mets are bringing the excitement, and people are going to be filling up that stadium for sure. COVID aside and everyone being kept away from the stadium.
Yeah.
People are just going to be coming droves as much as they can. Yeah, you know, right now it's only 20%, but I'm sure by the summer we'll be a lot higher up with that. Anything on the Yankees front that you're excited about or disappointed about?
So far so good. For the most part, it's quiet. I think it's been, other than the pacemaker thing for Boone,
yeah.
I think it's been like a quiet sort of spring training for the Yankees. I don't see anything crazy going on with them.
Yeah.
Other than Justin Wilson exiting a game with some shoulder tightness, the rotation taking shape, and Stanton trying to build off his year and 20% capacity in the stadiums. I think, obviously, Miguel Andujar in his wrist, in his right hand. But I think the Yankees are going to be the Yankees, and they're going to try to win 100 games this year and see if they can get to a World Series. But so far, so good right now. As long as they can stay healthy, they'll be a playoff team for sure.
It's going to be a fun season. I can't wait for opening day next Thursday, and man, everyone's going to be playing. So it should be a lot of fun, and we kind of need it to try to get back to that normalcy in the sports world as much as we possibly can.
And also,
any closing thoughts?
I was thinking of our condolences to the families out in Boulder, Colorado, what happened out there.
Yes.
10 people killed senselessly. That police officer went in there and lost his life, and 7 kids and a wife. And it's a terrible story. And so our our thoughts and our prayers go out to them. And I don't know how they're going to get through that, but one day at a time and Godspeed.
Yes, thoughts and prayers to everybody affected in the tragedy. It's extremely unfortunate, and we never want to see it, and we got to stop seeing it.
Yeah.
But thoughts and prayers out to everybody. This will be our only episode this week. We are taking Thursday night off for an additional engagement that I won't be able to attend, but we will be back next Tuesday for another two great episodes next week. But until then, please enjoy everybody and enjoy the last weekend of spring training, and let's get ready for baseball next week to start up. And hopefully your March Madness brackets is still alive. So good luck to those people that have that still alive, and we hope you win.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest of the week, everybody. We'll catch you next Tuesday. Stay safe out there. Peace.
Have a good one.